The stark realities of Canada's aging, neglected infrastructure and associated spiraling costs to simply maintain it came into focus at Wednesday's Pelham Town Council meeting, with the town's 10-year capital plan raising alarm bells to the tune of more than $184 million. "It's kind of a scary report," Mayor Marvin Junkin said of the staff overview, which financially outlines work on the docket for the next decade. The cost estimate of $184,359,742 does not factor in future inflation. Still, Junkin and Deputy Mayor John Wink were quick to point out that the list is not written in stone, and has been influenced by upwards inflation trends over the last 3 years. "Council will still control the spending every year during the budget process," Junkin said. Wink, however, took issue with an item that commits almost $3.8 million to bury hydro lines along Highway 20 in 2034 mainly because a developer has committed $500,000 towards the eventual project through a line of credit they must renew every year. "The costs of burying these things now is considerably more than if it were done years ago," Wink said. "Hindsight is 2020, but we're looking at more than $3 million to bury cables. 10 years from now it's going to be much higher." While Public Works Director Jason Marr said that burying hydro lines has benefits in terms of shielding them from weather events, it is mostly a cosmetic endeavor, one which became the norm in urban development from the 1970s onwards. Ward 1 Councillor Kevin Kerr disagreed with Wink's suggestion to remove the project from the capital plan, saying he was more focused on more near-term items. "I'm more concerned about 2026 and 2027 rather than 2034, he said. "Prices have gone absolutely ballistic. Are they ever going to come back? Maybe not, but maybe new technology comes online." Wink withdrew his motion to remove the item in favor of staff returning a specialized report on it by the end of the year. However, most major road-related work in the report pegs costs at well over $3 million apiece, including $3.6 million to reconstruct Camborough Road between Heist and Pelham in 2025, and $3.8 million to rebuild Pancake Lane from Pelham to Heist in 2027. The list may be found here. Odds and ends. A staff report indicated the town of Pelham currently has a total staff, including full-time, part-time and contract employees, of 168, up from 153 in 2018. This number is actually lower than similar-sized municipalities such as Lincoln and Thorold. Ward 2 Councillor Brian Eckhart served notice of motion to reduce the speed limit on the stretch of Effingham Street between Weber Road and River Road, due to its use as a cycling trail. Additional information is provided through a Town of Pelham media release. Niagara Central Dorothy Rungeling Airport Report. Council received a verbal report from Councillor Kerr, who serves as the council member appointed to the Niagara Central Dorothy Rungeling Airport Committee. He provided an information report highlighting future events taking place at the airport, including the Air Cadets Annual Review on May 25, the Oxford Aviation Group bringing approximately 10 individuals and their airplanes for an open house and discussion session with the public on Sunday, June 16, and Discover Aviation bringing free flight experiences to youth between the ages of 8 and 20 on Saturday, August 17. Assumption of River Realty Estates Phase 2 Subdivision. Council received report number 20240118, Assumption of River Realty Estates Phase 2 Subdivision, for information and voted to assume municipal services within the subdivision. This includes opening the street within the subdivision as a public highway, in accordance with the subdivision agreement. River Realty Estates Phase 2 Subdivision is located on the eastern boundary of Fonthill, in the town of Pelham. The site is located west of the residential lots on Lametti Drive, north of Port Robinson Road, east of Station Street and south of Summersides Boulevard. The residential development consists of 38 single-family units, 28th Street town units fronting Summersides Boulevard, and 16 condominium residential units within Block 47. Hydrometer reductions in Marlene Stewart Strite Park. Council received report #2024-0121 Marlene Stewart Strite Park hydrometer investigation, for information, which detailed the possibilities of reducing the number of individual hydrometers in MSSP. Staff were directed to include $7,400 in the 2025 capital budget, which will allow for the number of hydro accounts from 2 to 1, for 55 Park Lane and 33 Park Lane facilities. Council also requested staff provide a thorough assessment and detailed report on proposed modifications of the electrical system design for the new pool and allocate necessary funds for implementation.